This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. Even for math lovers, having to take algebra, geometry, trigonometry, calculus, and/or statistics in high school might not be the most enjoyable thing because you're squeezing it all in with all those other subjects and gym and being a teenager. So hats off to high school math teachers everywhere, but particularly to Kate McCann, who teaches high school mathematics at U32 Middle and High School in East Middlebury. She was recently named Vermont's Teacher of the Year. Kate McCann, congratulations and welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much. They don't say gym anymore. It's physical education.
Oh, that's right. I've just dated myself, haven't
and,
I?
And I'm in East Montpelier.
Oh, and where did I say?
I think you said East Middlebury.
Oh, well, let's get it right on the map. East Montpelier.
Right in central Vermont. You got it.
I know where it is. I apologize for that. Well, Kate, teaching was not exactly what you set out to do with your career. So how did it become your profession?
Well, when I was in middle school, I had an amazing math teacher, Lynn Notari, at Lancaster Elementary School in New Hampshire, and she encouraged participation in math counts. Math Counts provides engaging math programs to U.S. middle school students of all ability levels in order to build confidence and improve attitudes towards math and problem solving. I really enjoyed that experience. I love being part of the team. I loved competing. I loved spending extra hours doing math problems in preparation for competition. And I loved the core group of students that made up the team. And I knew then that I would go on to further study mathematics at college or university. So I went to the University of Vermont, where I was fast approaching a bachelor's degree in mathematics, and it became clear that I was going to have to make some sort of choice about which career to pursue, because unfortunately remaining an undergrad wasn't exactly a viable option for a career. So I took on a year of service with AmeriCorps and did some great work with youth at risk in the Northeast Kingdom. Some of the work was in the classroom, but most of it was exploring the great outdoors. And it was during that time that I began turning my attention to teaching young people and making that life's work. I was also encouraged in my senior year at UVM by a senior lecturer, Leah Crivedi, to explore education and take a couple of courses. And one of those courses actually put me in the classroom, and I never left.
Well, what was it about math that really just kind of fired you up, Kate?
Math, to me, is about problem solving. And we all have decisions to make, no matter who we are, whether we're students or parents or in the workforce or whatever it is. We face problems every day that need solving. And I think, to me, math is problem-solving-based learning that incorporates learning from both our successes and our failures.
So what are some of your students working on or learning that has really excited the mentor in you?
Right now in geometry, we've moved on from looking at rigid motions to working with non-rigid motion transformations. So we're looking at dilating figures. And right now we're looking at the fact that when through a dilation, a segment maps to a segment and a line maps to a line and a triangle maps to a triangle. And they're able to experience that with a little bit of work and the use of their geometric construction tools, the compass and straight edge.
Well, if I can use a little statistics on you, I think about 6% of our listeners exactly understand what you're talking about on that example. So math can be, though, a struggle for some. And, I'm wondering, how you relate to the student who doesn't get math or doesn't understand how this will ever be applicable in their lives. How do you get them engaged?
Yeah, it's difficult. Like that's probably our biggest challenge is engagement. And for me, it's about making close personal connections. And if they can buy into the fact that I really care about them, they're a little bit more willing to put in some extra time, either after school or during the callback slot that we have, and just really sort of work through it and persevere in the problem solving.
You're Teacher of the Year for 2017 in Vermont. So as Teacher of the Year, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, first, I just want to say it's a humbling experience. I'm really proud to be among those who have been honored with this award in the past. And I see it as an opportunity to be heard and to make a difference. So two of the things that I'm really sort of pushing since I have the floor is the statewide math fair that the Vermont Council of Teachers of Mathematics is going to sponsor this spring, and also my belief that more and more teachers should seek and take part in the process to become nationally board certified.
Now, what happens at a math fair?
Well, I'm not really sure. We're modeling this math fair after the work that's being done by the North Carolina Council of Teachers of Mathematics, and I sort of envision it to be similar to the old science fairs, except that I don't remember when I took part in the science fair actually interacting with the judges, and so there will be an interaction component part of this where a student gets interested in something, registers by February 17th to take part in the math fair, brings their project to the math fair on March 25th at the University of Vermont, and then puts that project up on display with the proper research that they've done and their supporting work and evidence, and then speaks to the judges. The judges will have the opportunity to talk to them about their project and also ask questions about what it is that they see.
Now, the other thing you said that's important to you is national board certification. Why is that important?
Well, for me, what board certification does is allows a teacher to hone their practice, showcase their talent in the classroom, and really demonstrate their dedication to their students and their profession.
I don't know what they give you, a crown or a sash or anything as Teacher of the Year, but I do know that you'll be heading to Washington, D.C. To meet the president and the other states' Teachers of the Year. So what are you looking forward to on that trip?
Well, before that trip, there's actually a trip to Dallas that's coming up in a few weeks in February, and I'm really looking forward to that trip. That'll be the start of it all, the induction process into Teacher of the Year, and I'll have the opportunity to meet all of the state Teachers of the Year at that time. In Washington, I was recently there this past fall when I was awarded a presidential award for excellence in teaching math and science, and that gave me an opportunity to meet with the senator. I actually got to spend some time with Senator Leahy, and that was wonderful. We got a little tour of the building and whatnot. And sometimes it's just to meet people and start creating a system of networking.
What do you know about some of the other states' Teachers of the Year?
I know that one of them is a world-renowned artist, and I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She actually is one of the four finalists for the National Teacher of the Year. So I'm excited just to hear what they're doing in their classroom and how they've made connections with kids and some of their strategies that they learn or strategies they use in the classroom to engage students and really just, you know, highlight what we're doing here in Vermont, but also pick and choose some things to bring back.
Kate McCann is a high school math teacher at U32 Middle and High School, and she's Vermont's 2017 Teacher of the Year. Congratulations and thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much.